Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William McHenry University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And my
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crusader Talk here on this Monday night. My name is Caleb Hamill, joined in studio by Josh West as always, Dalton Stanford behind the board, a recently married Dalton Stanford.
Yes.
Congratulations, my friend. We'll hear about that fun time you and your new lady have had recently, getting married out there on the beach. We got a great show coming up for y'all tonight. Not only the talk with Dalton coming up, that'll be in the fourth segment that we get to hear all about that, but we have got a jam-packed show, all kinds of action here early on in 2024, a little bit of recapping, a little bit of looking forward, and a little bit of also a little look behind the curtain, look at a bio of a William Carey player. We're going to have Rose Warren from William Carey Women's Basketball on the program in our third segment, joining us on the phone. But in studio tonight, we've got Coach Barry Farrell from men's soccer, and then we'll have Coach Tracy English, an athletics director as well. I always call him Coach, and it's still accurate, but that's kind of not the most forefront title that he has nowadays. So it's Coach and Athletics Director Tracy English. He'll be on second segment.
Yeah, but I don't know how much. I mean, if you ask him which one is he having his more fun with, I know he's having fun as AD, but I think he's having a whole lot of fun still being coach. Every time I talk to him, he's got a huge smile on his face, because every time my most recent conversation with him has always been in a post-game show. So we'll just put it this way. They've all been good conversations in every game. So that it's gone well so far.
Yeah, you're getting some of the best ends of Coach English post-game. Now, if you talk to him pre-game, you might get a little bit more of the, I don't know, Josh, it's these girls, yeah, I don't know if they're on the right page.
It's focus, Tracy. It's
right.
Wheels turning, Tracy, in pre-game show. So, or you know, we even bring in Coach Garriga for pre-game.
Oh, that's right.
So that yes. Tracy is musing on the game. So we get Coach Garriga on in pre-game, our associate head coach, Jess on to talk about the scouting report and talk about the team. And so having both of them on is great to be able to get both sides of that coin.
So you avoid talking to Coach English because of game day pressures and letting him stay focused. Another guy that's getting focused right now as a season is wrapped up for him in 2024. Now he's getting ready for the 2025 season with a lot of pieces to replace. It's Coach Barry Farrell of men's soccer. Coach, first of all, glad to have you on. Welcome back to the States after your trip across the pond.
Yeah, I'm back. I've been busy recruiting in a couple of cities in London, Birmingham, Belfast, Dublin. I was up at the junior college Division One national tournament up in Kansas before we left, and obviously we had our national championship in Kansas. So just been busy.
Yeah, busy guy, and rightfully so with all the pieces you're going to have to replace coming into the new season. You were talking to us before we started the recording and a show today. Was it 15 pieces you're having to get replaced from this year's team to next
year?
Yeah,
I looked at it today, Caleb. So we'll have 15 out of the 30 players, you know, graduate, move on, etc. But a lot of players graduating, which is good. You know that they've enjoyed their time. They had a successful 4 years or end of the season as well. It was really good. So we've been busy replacing those players as well to try and get back to that final side of the national championship in 2025.
Yeah, just ho-hum semifinal finish with thrilling finish after thrilling finish, a golden goal, a win in PKs. I mean, this was a dramatic, exciting, just thrilling year for fans. It ended a couple of wins shy of the ultimate goal, but continuing to put yourself back on that stage and be in the mix every year is just a testament to the consistency in this program.
Yeah, it was important that we got back to that final site. I feel every time, you know, out of 9 years, 6 out of 9 years, we've got to the final site. And once we get to the final site, you know, we've made the final four twice. We've got to the quarterfinals 4 times. We're right there. It was a young team. You know, we had 5 freshmen playing in the national tournament in that semifinal. So yeah, we started playing our best soccer at the end of the season. We peaked. We started peaking. We talk about this all the time. We actually started peaking at the right time. I felt we were the best team actually playing football at that national championship team, our site. So I was super proud of the boys, the way we played. Kind of, obviously, you want to get to the championship game and compete to win that national championship. But a lot of things to look back on. We finally got our, I felt we got our identity as well at the national championship. That culture as well. I thought the boys that on the bench as well. We you know, the Jack Greenwoods. We brought Jack up, and he's coming back next year. He was brilliant for us. Just bringing that energy on the bench, and the boys really bought into that. And we ended up winning the sportsmanship award at the national championship final site as well. Just I think that the other coaches on the board were looking at our boys and just, you know, they were really proud of the way we acted as well and conducted ourselves at the national championship. It was a fun week as well for us.
Yeah, we could go into all kinds of different stories about this team and their national championship run, from the hotel stay right before playing Oklahoma Wesleyan, in which case the place caught fire and you were out on a fire alarm for an hour that night. But I want to talk specifically just in how the national championship site started. Matchup with Indiana Wesleyan, you get equalized late in that ball game, and you go all the way to penalties, in which you eventually advance 4-3. You know, spoiler alert, obviously we talked about how deep Cary made it. You knew they win that contest. But in looking back at Cary going that deep in an overtime period, Clayton and I were texting back and forth throughout this, and Clayton had a lot of confidence going in. He said, if it goes to penalties, we're going to win. And I really didn't know much of a backstory as to why he felt so confident about that. But, Coach, enlighten us a little bit about your team and the way y'all train for situations just like this.
In the penalty shootout, yeah, we were super confident going into the penalties. And Indiana Wesleyan, you could see they were playing for penalties. But, you know, we've had, over the last 9 years, we've had five penalty shootouts. You know, four at the national championship and one in the conference final against Mobile in 2019. And we've won all five. We're 5-5. So we've kind of find the way we practice them is we start in preseason. You know, when we're conditioning the boys, it's hot out, we've done some conditioning, and we get the ball out straight away, and it's like, okay, under those harsh conditions as well, let's see, you know, we do the walk-up, the referee with the whistle, we just prepare them mentally for taking that penalty, and we, you know, and obviously as a coach, you're taking notes on all the time, you know, if you miss a penalty, that's fine, you know, let's get back and get back on the road and take another one at another time. So you just kind of, we try and get 10 penalty takers, and obviously you only have to take five, and then it goes to sudden death if you want it after that. So I always remember we beat Oklahoma Wesleyan in 2017 on penalties, and we won 9-8 on that. So we had the 10 penalty takers ready to go.
Wow.
I can't imagine being on the edge of my seat for a like that.
But like you said, we beat Mobile. We scored all four. We didn't even have to take the fifth in 2019. So when it came to penalties, we were super confident. And it easily could have gone to penalties against Georgia Gwinnett in the first game. Mm-hmm. We did the overtime. Obviously, Indiana Wesleyan went to penalties. Oklahoma Wesleyan. William Penn was close to going to penalties. So we were confident in that department.
You know, it's so fun to me to think about that, because it sounds like a no-brainer to get the guys after they've, you know, run so much early on in training to all of a sudden be completely gassed, and then you say, okay, this is just like the end of a match. Get out there and let's do penalties. And, I mean, it can apply to keepers as well to be practicing everything. That way. I mean, it makes so much sense, and it makes sense as to why Cary has been 5-5 in that category over the last however many years you pointed out, Coach. It's not just by chance. It is trained for. It is prepared for. Now, I got to get this story in here. We got about 2 minutes left. Uh-huh. But the hotel night.
Oh, yeah.
Fire alarm going off. Walk us through that.
I mean, I could write a book on the trip, you know. But, you know, it's 3:30 in the morning. Fire alarm's going off. I take a second, you know. Then it goes off again. I open up the door. I was like, oh, it's a real fire. So we evacuated, the whole team has to evacuate. It's in Kansas, you know, it's freezing. We go downstairs, there's an actual real fire. Nothing to do with us. It was on the first floor. We were all on the fourth and fifth floor, but I mean, the lobby was on fire. So we get outside and the bus driver, you know, it was a new bus driver. I'm like, you got the keys of the bus, crank it up. And he's like, oh, I forgot the keys. They're up in the hotel.
And of course they wouldn't let him go back. And
no, of course not. So I'm like, oh God, you know, so, but you know, the boys, 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, whatever it was, we told the boys here, I'll sweet talk the canteen lady. We'll let you sleep in bed a little bit there, a bit later on. We'll have a late breakfast. We'll be good to go. It just brought the group together, you know. And we look back at the time, I wasn't happy, obviously, but you look back on that and you're going, we talked about Josh about a fun moment. It's something you don't forget. But I thought it brought the team in a crazy way more together.
Oh, indeed.
All right. Well, Coach Farrell, we look forward to visiting with you again in the near future. Going to have a lot of preparations for the new season coming up, as we'll be right in the thick of further basketball, baseball, softball are about to kick into high gear. But we do not forget about y'all. Y'all are always on our mind, especially with the success y'all had this past season. We look forward to hopefully talking about more of similar stuff coming into the new year.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach Farrell. All right, that is Coach Barry Farrell, head men's soccer coach at William Carey. When we come back here on Crusader Talk, Josh and I will be back with Coach Tracy English, athletics director and women's basketball head coach. When we return, Crusader Talk continues next.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
One segment in the books already, and boy, it was a fast one. Coach Barry Farrell doing as good of a job as we can recapping such a stellar season for men's soccer, making it as far as any other Crusader team has gone before, as far as men's soccer is concerned, to the semifinals. A sixth time William Carey's made it to that point. Just got to get over that hump. Going to make it to that final championship game here soon enough. But the other team that's looking to try to make a big splash in the postseason, it's a little farther away, but still it's on the minds of some Crusader fans out there, is women's basketball, off to a great start so far in the year. Their head coach, Tracy English, also athletics director, joins us now here on the program. Coach, what's in the water over there in y'all's locker room? How are y'all able to continually, from last year moving on to this year with your set of players, just come right back to work like there was not even an off season?
Just a great group of kids that have been together for a while and just, trust each other, trust the coaches trust them, and it's just a family-type atmosphere.
One of the things I notice about this team is just the way that they go about their business. You know, I get to the arena anywhere from maybe 45 minutes to an hour and 15, hour and 30 before. And then I just watch them as they go through their stretching, go through their warm-ups. It's a group that's very just reserved, would be the best word. Very business-like.
Very focused.
Very much of a game face on this group. They don't take any of that stuff lightly. Now, they enjoy it, but I think they enjoy the off-the-court, the meals, the travel. They enjoy each other in the right settings. But, boy, when they get in that gym, it's all business.
They're very much – I'm really pleased with them at the fact that they have stayed focused, and I know it's a cliche, but they really take the next game. They don't look back. They don't look forward. They've done a very good job of that as a group. And I'm, it's as a coach, that's hard to. I mean, you don't. I mean, we talk about those things, but they just do it. The police themselves on it. They're just ready. They're getting ready. They know. What to expect, and they just get themselves ready to play the game. So.
When we talk to Rose in the next segment, we're going to talk about, her teammates and her and the journey. We've gotten very broad strokes from her about her love for Carey and how much she's enjoyed her time at Carey. We want to hear more details about that. But when it comes to records, rankings, RPI, standings, things of that nature, I feel the fans in on that before and after I talk to you and Coach Garriga and throughout halftimes of the games and other that. We don't even talk to the players about that. Yeah. So we kind of shield them from that talk as well, because I know that that's not on any of your radar. And so we're also trying to get the fans a little bit in that mentality. But that's fun for the media. That's fun for the fans. But for y'all, we consistently go back to this process and this journey this year of a team that is trying to get a little bit better every game.
Every game, every day, actually, in practice, you know, we're working on something that's going to make us better. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that anybody on our basketball team has looked at a ranking.
I would believe that.
You know, and I don't – they just look at who's next.
Sure.
Watch film on that and want to hear what we have as coaches to say about what we need to work on to prepare for whoever it is. And that's the way it's been all year long. It's the way it was last year. So, I mean, it's just a very mature bunch of people that's been together a while that care about each other. So.
And, you know, it feels like there's a big target on your back. You can come off of co-conference champions from a year ago. You do take down Loyola here early on in the season. But when you think about this conference, it's not always the strongest when it comes to women's basketball. But when it comes down to what type of opponent you're going to have on a given night, Coach Farrell, as we were talking between segments, was saying you're getting everyone else's best because they rise to the occasion because they want to take down the William Carey women's basketball team every night.
Absolutely. It's just – and that is something that we do talk about in the locker room is, you know, that we do have a target on our back and that we are going to get everybody's best game and we are everybody's championship game. And especially when you go into a gym where you think you may have an easier night, you just know it's not going to happen. It's just like over at Point. I mean, Point started that basketball game like, you know, it was conference championship or something. And that's the way it is every night we play. And not to mention we have built-in rivalries, you know, territorial rivalries that we've had for years. And, you know, it's you already have that problem with somebody. And then you have the record or the team that you're having, and they're trying to beat you. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned Point. You know, Faulkner had a big start against Carey. They led after the first quarter, if memory serves right. And Carey eventually takes care of business, winning by 8 over there on the road to Montgomery. But now coming up on the schedule, you've got a pair of games on the road in Georgia over against Middle Georgia State, Bruton Parker. Then eventually you'll be back finally to host Life for the first game of the new year with students back in session. Today was the first day of classes as the middle trimester, if you will, of the year continues. But the way the schedule lays out, and we talked to Coach Knight about it last year, really not a fan-friendly set of games as it relates to kind of that ascent up towards the postseason.
Right, it's not. But it's going to be a good road trip for us next week. It's going to be tough. I just watched University of Mobile and Bruton Parker's game before I came over here, and it was a tightly contested game, and just two good teams, and then we get to come home and play, like you said, Life in front of our home people. Got to be the best atmosphere in the SSAC, our home court advantage that we have now. What we've done, with the band and the cheerleaders, and that just we've started to build something there last year. That not just because of the teams, it's just what the school has done to participate in what we're, you know, what we're doing, and we're very proud of that and respect what our officials have done for that. So.
Yeah, I've listened to your broadcast a couple times, Josh, and whenever we've had home games, even if it wasn't while, you know, the biggest crowds have been there possibly, but the band is there and active, sometimes it's hard to hear you coming out of a timeout to recap some things after break. It's an awesome environment, and that's what Carey has needed for so long.
So long. And the crowds are great. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's two different crowds. I mean, you got to, each team's having a great year. And the women's game is being played, and there's a huge crowd in there. And a lot of those people leaving, there's people outside waiting to get those seats. So it's real fun right now to come to watch the William Carey teams play.
You're mentioning the league, and you're mentioning some of the built-in rivalries. Loyola, it has been up and down. Mobile is learning how to win without a couple of their stars that were out with injury. Faulkner the same way. That's a Faulkner team that you don't want to play in the tournament. Yeah. UT Southern's better. Blue Mountain is better. Bruton Parker is better. So there's some teams that may not be elite necessarily on a nationwide scale, but it is an improving women's basketball league that's not showing up as much this year on paper. But I think in the years to come, you'll start to see
that. I'm going to tell you this. there's some basketball teams in our league that have really suffered some injuries that's hurt them this year.
Sure.
Faulkner's one of them. It's just, Mobile's got a kid out. It's just been one of those years. You know, every time I go somewhere, people ask me, are y'all healthy? And I avoid the question because you know how I am.
Sure, right.
But I'm just telling you, there's some good basketball teams in our league, and they can beat you. They can absolutely beat you. And it's a lot of – there's several teams in our league that are learning – they're finally coming around and learning to win without some of those kids, and it's just taken them a while to get some chemistry together.
You had a chance to visit with Ruthie Smith after the game, told her how well I thought she played, how well I felt her team was trending. I said we had a lot of nice things to say about you and your teammates on our broadcast. Keep your chin up. That's a team that you do not want to play in the postseason at all because they're really figuring it out. And, you know, Coach, I look at this team, and from a figuring it out standpoint, we got about 90 seconds left, but – you know, Addie Scheer, I leave another game where I'm impressed at her growth and maturity. Just two games removed now. Go back to Thursday. You had so many players coming off the bench like Brooklyn Cuevas, Dede Cuevas, McKaylee Randall that all had season-high mm-hmm. outputs in that ball game. And it just speaks to every day in practice they talked about knowing not only are they working on being ready for their moment, but they know that their primary job, too, is to be the best they can be to go against those starters and get them prepared. You've got a true team buy-in mentality.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. Not every day do they go out there, those starters go out there and just dominate. They don't. They get beat in practice every day. I mean, that's a deep squad right there. That's a deep roster and very good players that are over there just waiting for their turn. And when they get their opportunity, they're pretty good.
Coach, this is a question I phrased to Josh as we had our first show back for the new year last week. And I asked about New Year's resolutions. You know, they're cliche, but when I put it in the frame of mindset for this William Carey women's basketball team, what's something that stands out to you as far as the biggest thing you want to see improved going from the 2024 portion of the season to now?
Oh, man. I wish I could have been knew that question was coming. I don't know because I'm that guy that wants to, you know, you got something going on, you don't want to change anything or anything. So we're practicing, trying to get better just like every team does, and we're not – I just don't have an answer for that.
Really. It's not about change. It's about maintaining focus.
Right. Well, we talk about focus all the time. That's the one thing that we're constant with them all the time is focus. Because they work hard. And you never have to talk to them about effort. It's just the focus sometimes.
Well, I think that sums it up all right there. Coach, thanks so much for stopping by the studio tonight.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Fun as always. All right, he is Coach Tracy English. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to one of his star players in Rose Warren. When we come back, Crusader Talk continues next.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right. Back here on Crusader Talk, good conversations all the way around on the program so far, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon. Talk to Coach Barry Farrell, first segment, just wrapped up with Coach Tracy English. Now to talk to one of his returning players from last season. It's Rose Warren on the phone with us here as Josh and I continue on Crusader Talk. Rose, thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy evening as classes are ramping back up here in 2025. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling me.
All right, so Rose, we haven't had a chance to really get you on the program yet this show season or anytime since you've become a Crusader. I know Josh has probably spoken to you off and on, maybe even post-game or two. But for everybody out there, we record this podcast, I really want to get a story from you about your time as you first became a Crusader starting last season. Walk us through a little bit about how you came to that decision to want to play for Coach Tracy English.
Yeah, okay. So to start off, I played against Colton in high school. So I kind of had a relationship with her. We weren't super close, but I knew of her. I knew her. And when I made the decision to transfer, I reached out to her and asked a few questions about what the team was like, what their typical day was like. And that kind of solidified my decision to come to Cary, and I couldn't be happier.
Rose, this is Josh. Good to talk to you again, and thank you for being so willing to come on here and do this with us. And, you know, just from our time together and our brief conversations, just your love for Cary, your love for your professors, just the way that it has re-energized your career and re-energized, I just think you all the way around. You just have a renewed passion. Talk about that and what Cary has meant to you in kind of a holistic sense.
Hey, Mr. Josh. I don't think I could put that into words, really. I've just enjoyed my time at Cary so much. The people, all of the faculty, I mean, even the students, random people on campus that I don't even know. I like to tell my family how I'll be studying on campus, just outside doing my work. And I'm not kidding, 3 times I've had just a random person come up, can I pray for you? It's stuff like that that's just so incredibly special about William Cary. And everyone that I can recommend a college to, I recommend Cary to them.
Well, it's a bit of a thing that follows you because, I mean, this is a very popular program as far as the success this team has had, especially going back to last year, going to the national tournament and getting that co-conference championship. I want to take you back to that game against Loyola, last game in Clinton Gym of the year, and y'all come out of there with the win. You come out with a share of the conference title, first time for Cary in a number of years. What was it like going out onto the floor for that game and getting to put a little piece in the William Cary history books?
It was very special. Just the team that we had, you know, we have everybody except for Lauren back. So I think that that's had just such an impact on us this year, too. But last year, that was just so special. It was so much fun. I think everyone was having fun. It's just at Cary, everyone's just focused on having fun and playing together and rooting for each other.
Rose, you talk about returning what, 9 of the top 10, 10 of the top 11, different way you slice it there of the players. But this is a true team. This is a group that, depending on the day, your number is going to be called. You may be a little off. You may be a little frustrated. Let's go back to Saturday. Rose, there were a couple of calls that didn't go your way. You got into a little foul trouble. Addie comes in, and all of a sudden you become head cheerleader over on the sidelines because Addie looks like a fifth-year senior. She's completely unrattled. There's so much depth. There's so much. The bench is so loud, so into it. It's just a special group all the way around.
Yes, for sure. And we're so thankful for our freshmen. They really do bring such a spark to our team, and all of them do. But, I mean, I'm so thankful to have someone like Addie to come in and handle the pressure when we need her to, you know. That was just a great performance by her coming in.
You know, speaking of great performances, I'm going to go back to last year, November 26th, talking about literal years, 2024. We have been talking off and on about how many double-doubles is Rose going to have this year and who's going to be the one that finally gets a triple-double, or when's it going to happen for Rose? It finally happened in that game against Warner out of Florida. What was it about your game that day that just allowed you to be so effective?
I think that I play best when I'm super aggressive and looking for my teammates in transition. So that's mainly my focus in most games, and I think most of the games where we tend to struggle or we're not scoring as quick as we can, like if we're not scoring in transition, I know that we need to be. And I just think that I play my best game when I can look for my teammates in transition, because we always have Colton and Chenille running the floor, and our guards run the floor so good too. So I think that's when I play the best and our team.
Rose, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think I'm remembering this correctly. Wasn't there a moment in time in preparation, not necessarily in a game, but throughout the practice and so forth, where those conversations occurred and you brought that up, that you would like to pick up the tempo, that you'd like to push it a little bit more, and that was welcome, you know, welcome news and very, very well received, and the team has even hit another gear since then? Isn't that right?
Oh, for sure. Coach
okay.
English is all for pushing the ball.
But you kind of brought that up, that you were, hey, I want to do this. This is something that I have in my wheelhouse, and that's kind of what launched this, correct? or did, was it kind of mutual?
I think that Coach English definitely, that's his goal too, for us to score as quick as we can, especially the easy shots and especially getting it to our post, because our posts are just so, they're such a threat on the inside. So when they run the floor and we get a one-on-one, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, Rose, you, starting out in your career in William Carey, you did not immediately operate at the point guard spot. It kind of came out of necessity whenever Lauren Rowley took an injury kind of in the front half of the season. And I think back to whenever Carey was playing Loyola on the road. It was a close loss for Carey there in New Orleans in the regular season. And I really thought then, even though Carey took the L, that was kind of a shift in what Carey was able to do with you navigating the offense from atop the key. What is it about that position that made you feel a little comfortable? How was it settling into that spot as your career at Carey moves on?
I think that the point guard position for me it's always been something that I'm extremely comfortable in. In high school, I started out as a guard. I ran a little four, and I eventually moved to point guard and stayed. Even at my time at Southern, I was kind of running every position, and towards the end of my time there, she was moving me towards the point guard position. It's just a position where I feel very comfortable. It comes more natural to me to look for my teammates and to pass. So I think that it just comes kind of natural to me.
You know, I'm focusing so much on the pass. We have a team full of Crusaders right now that are having their eyes set on the next game. In fact, even maybe just the next day, of how each player can improve and get better as a group. And I want to look at where we are right now in this season. You come off of a win against Faulkner on the road in Montgomery, most recently on Saturday. And you've got a little bit of a break before going on the road to Middle Georgia State. But Coach English and Josh and I were just talking about how this team is getting the best from each of their conference opponents every single night, to where there are really no nights off. Even if a team has struggled in the year, they're going to put on their best performance against Carey. How is that for y'all as far as preparation goes?
I mean, we prepare for each game just, you know, one team at a time. I really like that about Coach English's coaching style. We put all of our focus into our next game. I think that we're just going to have to deal with having a target on our backs, and Coach English talks about that a lot. So we'll just have to bring it each time we play and be ready for everything.
Rose, I thought that the third team on Thursday night, that group in the fourth quarter, second and third teamers against Point, they were moving, they were passing, they were running the sets at a higher speed than the entire team was, you know, first couple of weeks of the season. I could see such a progression overall of the team in that fourth quarter, call me crazy, of that Point game. Do you see that every day, of just the speed and the efficiency of which this team is working?
Oh, yes, for sure. And talking about that group of girls, they're just such a good group of girls to play against in practice, and they bring their effort and their enthusiasm every day. The whole team does, but yeah, I definitely think that us moving the ball and getting it to our teammates is one of our strengths.
Now, you talk about working around those girls during practice. I want to hear, what's it like with Coach Garriga at those practices? Because she can seem reserved on a given game day, but in the gym when there's no crowd around, I hear she's a pretty fun one to have to work with.
Yeah, definitely. She definitely brings a spark all the time. She's a motivator, and she's a super fun coach to have. She's always inspiring people, whether it be on the court or off the court. I can't say enough about her. She's such a good person to be around and extremely motivational for players.
Yeah, Rose, when you look at, we got about 90 seconds left. You got the big road swing coming up next week. How much are you cherishing those moments on the road, as here you are engaged, playing out your career? We didn't even mention that you've got a wedding to plan for coming up, and you've got your playing career coming to an end, and it'll happen quickly. How much are you cherishing those moments on those road trips and those special moments with your teammates?
It really does put it into perspective, thinking that I don't have much left of this. I'm I'm just super grateful that it's with these girls and with this team. I couldn't be having more fun, and it's just made it such a memorable time for me to really enjoy this time. So, yeah, I'm super thankful, and I'm having a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, it's a group of girls that are not just great to play with. They're great human
great
beings,
people, yeah.
Great mm-hmm. students, great student athletes. And, Josh, I don't know if you've seen them out and around town. You'll see them all pop into lunch together on a Sunday afternoon. They're all over the place. And
if y'all are at Del Sol, y'all might catch us there.
good advice.
They're going to have record numbers there this Sunday. All right, Rose, thanks so much for joining us. It was such a privilege to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing what you and the girls can do down the road.
Yes, I love talking to y'all. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Rose.
The pride of Puckett, Rose Warren, joining us here on Crusader Talk. When we come back, Josh and I will wrap things up for you, look ahead at the week. Maybe break down a couple rankings in RPI now that Coach English and Rose have had their segments to where they don't have to hear us live and in person chat about those.
Yeah, Tracy can plug his ears.
Yes, this is for the fans. Final segments for the fans. And we get to hear about Dalton and his marriage. All right, that and all coming up for you as Crusader Talk wraps up.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, final segment here with you on Crusader Talk as we wrap things up. Had a couple of great interviews for you. Catch us on demand wherever you get podcasts. If you're listening live right now on 97.3, you can just search for Crusader Talk on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whichever your podcast platform is. Just jump on there. You'll find us. You can catch a great archive of a lot of good interviews. Some kind of locked in time as far as where the seasons were at the given point, but a lot of great just interviews and talks standalone. I thought about going back and listening to our Patrick Lee conversation whenever he was ascending up through the minors for a little bit there, as he was one step away from big leagues for a second there for the major league.
Yeah, no, it's incredible to be able to get that opportunity, to get that look. And again, a lot to yet be determined, many chapters to be written in his career.
All right, let's recap last week as we wrap up here. Big basketball weekend, talked about William Carey taking down Faulkner and Point. Good weekends for basketball. Women won 84-55 over Point. The men's team on the road won 77-59. And then you come up with the games against Faulkner. Carey edged out the Eagles 78-70 in women. It's a little in jest there, tongue-in-cheek. But and then the men won 83-73. Good dominating week in basketball regards. Swimming had their first home meet of the year on Saturday, and they took down Loyola in both men's and women's. And then the women also faced University of West Florida. That's a D2 school. Ended up dropping that meet 169-65, but still just strengthening up their squad as the inaugural season of swimming at William Carey is going in full force. And right now in conference play, they are steamrolling.
Yeah, they are. You know, swimming, I was asked this week, are we covering swimming yet? And I said, not yet. But once we get our facilities and once we start doing that, I'm sure that that is something that is coming soon to the Carey Sports Network. And one of the highlights of the week as well, Caleb, was this performance for William Carey. The men and women competed in the Commodore Challenge at Vanderbilt. And the highlight of the meet was in that 60-meter dash. Barnabas Agger was able to set a new indoor record and school record, posting a time of 6.52. Now, that bested his NAI indoor record of 6.60 that was set at the Birmingham Invitational, and that was right out a month prior on December 6th. So what he did, not only was he able to, you know, set that NAI record, but it was also the best performance of any college athlete, or has been the best performance of any collegiate athlete across all levels this season, with that time of 6.52. And Kevin Rosary was telling me something along the lines of there's only been like 16 or so sub 6.60 times, maybe ever in NAIA. But it, really remarkable what he's been able to do. And he continues to do it, and he continues to get better, which is fantastic.
And we'll go ahead and say Barnabas Agger wins our Male Crusader of the Week honors with that broken record. And then on the opposite side for the females, we'll have Fabiana Morales, who is also of William Carey Track and Field. Top 10 finish in the long jump for her, and then also a top 5 finish in the triple jump. So those are Crusaders of the Week, Barnabas Agger and Fabiana Morales. Other Crusaders to honor this week, SSAC honors go to Cam Brown and Dylan Brumfield, both earning SSAC Player of the Week awards, as Cam Brown won the offensive player, Dylan Brumfield the defensive player, after Carey goes 2-0 in the week.
So Cam misses a banked-in three to have a career night against Point on Thursday, comes back with a career-high 32 on Saturday. He hit 6 threes in that game. And you forget, he was a former Dandy Dozen player. Multiple Dandy Dozen guys on that team. Multiple guys that played for championships. It really is they're not a team that wows you when they walk out of the locker room. But then when you look at the pieces on that team for Coach Knight's squad, they have so many game changers. Guys that can get the ball, go make a shot. Guys that can get to the rim and finish through contact. They shoot free throws extremely well. They defend. They create fast break opportunities with their defense. They can mix it up offensively and defensively with their full court press, half court trap. They can mix zone and man. They are a matchup nightmare for opponents.
All right, before we run out of time, Dalton, tell us a little bit about your fancy weekend.
Well, I mean, you guys already know the story, so I guess I'll let the listeners know. My lovely fiance and I, we had been engaged for a couple years now. One thing or the other in life just kept us from having a ceremony. And this last weekend, after much discussion and very little planning, we just decided to elope. We went down to the beach on a spot that's special to us for a reason I don't have time to explain. But we went and had our little ceremony, had some lunch, and we turned in the paperwork today. And hopefully sometime later this year, we'll have an actual ceremony if the good Lord wills it. So.
Hey, we'll give you all the marriage advice that we have to give you. It'll fit in a thimble, so it won't take us very long at all.
Save the money and go on a great honeymoon.
All right, before we're completely out of time, schedule for this week, men's basketball taking on Mobile on the road tomorrow night, 7 p.m. If you're listening to this on Tuesday morning, hitch up the wagon and get down there. It's not that far of a trip, but a 7 o'clock game over there in Farr Gymnasium in Mobile. Archery meet this weekend on Saturday. Got men's track and field and women's track and field going to Birmingham, Alabama for a meet on Sunday. Very thin week for Crusader Athletics, so enjoy some time off. Unless you're going to that basketball game on Tuesday, enjoy that. But that'll do it for us on another edition of Crusader Talk. For Dalton Stanford and my co-host Josh West, I'm Caleb Hamill. Till next time, good night, God bless, and go Saders.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.